Stacy. Hey, everyone. Welcome. I just blindsided Dave. I'm Sarah, and welcome to yet another week.
Why did you ask me a question and then immediately press
I was record? Ready. I just want to move. Like, go, you know?
Get a little excited. Then why did you ask me
a question? I don't know. We have a dog outside the door. We shut the door so that way they don't come in.
So that they're not a distraction like they are, you know, right now. Yes.
Right, meow. And alongside me is my amazing husband, Dave.
Hi.
He's so annoyed with me right now.
Yeah.
So, last week we dropped the bombshell.
Yeah, and thanks to the, what was it? It was like 30 people that
37.
Listened?
37.
In the first day?
Oh, in the first day, it was like 20-something.
Yeah, you got to let me finish
before you did stop.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You need to work on your pauses.
The dramatic pause?
Yeah. It, like, you should know by now that that doesn't work with me.
Yeah.
Like, 20-plus years of marriage, you should know that.
Yeah.
So, yes. The first day had a lot. So, more people listen to that episode. I guess maybe we need to put our big news.
Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot going on right now. So, we're like, I mean, this is, we're like reality television. With like, getting ready to move. All that good stuff. Jesus.
God help us.
Yeah.
So, in other news of big news, our oldest decided to tell us that he has had a girlfriend. Shout out to her because she does listen to our podcast. For 4 months. 4 months.
Yeah, I'm not even mad. Like, I'm impressed. Like, he even found a way to, like, get a stamp from you and send her a birthday card without...
It just goes in my office. No, it was a letter. It was not a card.
So I wonder if he, like, put it in our mailbox with other stuff or if he, like, drove and put it into a mailbox.
I don't care.
Like, that's...
You know, I'm proud that when they were taught at Patriot how to address an envelope, he remembered how to do it.
Yeah,
that's really good. Honestly, that's, I mean, my big takeaway.
He can
takeaway.
Google it on his phone, too.
He could.
Yeah.
But, so, I kept thinking, though, at the amount that they were talking, that they probably were sweet on each other, you know, long distance type. But apparently they are. And apparently Isaac went ahead and just did him a solid and didn't tell us. And I'm not even sure why he would keep that information from us.
Yeah. So it's, what, a friend of a friend that he met through triathlon. And we've always said that he will meet someone through one of his athletic activities.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
So shout out to her. I'm not even going to say her name. She knows who she is.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean.
So, anywho.
Maybe he has two girlfriends and he's got two girls and we just played right into it. Wouldn't that be amazing? I'd be so proud of him.
No,
I'm kidding.
I've raised our children way better than that.
I know. We just had a great discussion about that and then raising our children and communicating based upon our strengths-based marriage book that I've been reading to you.
Yes, to your bride.
Yeah.
Whenever I say, you know what, she's really stressed out, I get out the book. And I read.
Oh, I'm still a little stressed because I still haven't sat down and done my computer work for the evening.
A little?
And I've been trying to for like 2 hours now.
A little stressed?
Like, when I can't get my stuff done, the one thing I said, I need to do this, and here we are 4 things later.
Yeah, it's one thing getting ready to move, but then it's like having your house ready for, like, we had the open house today and all that.
That was fun.
We need somebody who's actually interested in, like, buying our house to come look at it.
Well, there have been people that are interested.
Yes.
But then it hasn't quite fit their needs yet.
Right.
It's good. It's going to happen. I'm not worried about it.
Yes.
We still have a lot of boxes to pack this week.
Indeed.
And by we, I mean me.
Well, I mean me too, but I'm still working. Just one job for now.
You were wondering why we still had that box sitting in there earlier.
Yeah, let's just come down to the communication thing.
No, I had asked you to do it, and you just, like, were in your own little world that you swear you never have.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You sometimes do. And I fully admit, like, the other day, you were talking to me about something. I don't even remember what it was. You looked at me like, Sarah, like, you're not even paying attention. Nope. Sorry, I was multitasking, and I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, so, sorry. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Continue the conversation.
What are you doing? The fan. Good Lord, you and your temperature swings. You're going to be, you know, you're sweating now, and in 15 minutes, you're going to be under the covers.
Hopefully, because I get cozy.
Yeah.
I love to be covered in getting ready for bed. But I got to do my computer work first.
Yeah, you've told us about that.
I know. So, we've got packing to do too. So
we do.
It's coming, guys. My parents are coming down to, I mean, my mom can't lift heavy things right now. So she's here for moral support and for me doing things like, hey, mom, will you hold this for me?
Yeah. And that'll be good. We'll get to do extra bathroom stops because we'll have your mom with us.
We'll get the Pokemon a little more. Have some extra raids. You're going to love that. I mean, it's not even September yet. Do you think you'll join us?
We'll see. I will after I get started in my new job.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
Jeez. So, we are moving along with the new job.
Yeah, I can't wait. Like, I'm really excited about this one.
I am. I'm excited for you.
Friday, we got my
kind of
offer, but then there wasn't the relocation with it. I have it written down where I have my actual title, which is very, I get very excited about.
You're scrolling through the wrong persons. It's best to go look in the email.
No, here it is right here. Senior Advisory Internal Business Systems Analyst.
It's a mouthful.
I've more than being the Air University Registrar, I have always strived to become a Senior Advisory Internal Business Systems Analyst.
Such a long name. Why do they do that?
It's because, it's that important, Sarah.
Jeez.
Yeah, okay. I can't wait. It's like such a good company. Like, everybody I've met so far in it is, it's like the anti, like, my current leader. Well, I don't want to give them the benefit of calling them leadership. People who are in charge of things I do. Yeah, for not much longer.
Nope, that'll be fun. Yeah. We just need to get through the next, really, 2.5 weeks, and then we'll be good.
Yeah.
Isaac got to Google Meet with his band directors.
Oh, it was amazing. They're so good.
I know. It's so, like, love it. So, he's very excited about that opportunity. They're very high speed. He communicated well with them. He did a great job. We're actually meeting via Google Meet with their counselor to make sure we have their classes squared away on Wednesday. And then, and then they'll start school when we're up there getting everything moved in, because why don't we need extra stuff? And they'll work on doing cross country and soccer stuff.
Well, what's weird is, so here Friday, like, he will be in the band for the football game Friday here.
Yeah.
And then next week, like, if we're able to do David's cross country meet on Friday, we will.
Well, you know, next Friday, because they said their first game is in 2 weeks, he wouldn't be able to march then, but they will have that game.
Yeah, but if Isaac does the first one, then I want to do, like, if Isaac gets to do band this Friday here.
No, I mean next Friday, when you're talking about the cross country meet, they won't both be in the evening. He could also do band at the other school.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we could do both the same day. So if we'll have to figure that out tomorrow.
We won't know. We probably won't know for a couple of days or a week if he'll be able. They'll be able to go or not. I gotta figure out if David gets to compete or not
on Friday.
Yeah, the following Friday, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like this coming Friday. No, I meant the following Friday, yeah.
Yeah, because we're still here this Friday.
We'll have to ask then.
I know. There's still so much. I actually have to call TRICARE. I don't remember how we changed over. And since we're not going from one base to the other, and when I'm there getting their physicals tomorrow, I gotta see about if I need to grab their medical records.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Still a lot of moving parts and pieces that I gotta take care of. And we're selling furniture. So if you're here in the local area and like any of the furniture, be sure to check it out.
Yeah, if you wanted any gym equipment, you missed out on that because it's gone. And that went fast.
I know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's been kind of crazy.
Yeah.
This all, like, we knew eventually we wanted to go to Ohio.
Yeah.
And there was a day that I brought up some things that I thought were wrong at work. And I wasn't listened to. And then I escalated it. And then they doubled down on it and said they weren't going to listen to me. And the next day, I found, like, the perfect job in Ohio.
Pretty much.
And it's been a little bit of a whirlwind, like 5 weeks, but we can say at the end of this coming week, we will establish residency in Ohio.
Which, do you remember, like, when we were moving out and getting, we're never going to go back to Ohio. Like, yeah. I can't wait to get out of this place. And my gosh, the heartstrings have been tugged. Now, we're not going right back to where we grew up, but we're going way closer in our home state with just being close to some family, most family. I can't wait for so many different things. I can't wait for a real fall.
Yeah, like we keep saying, like August, Alabama to September, Ohio is going to be amazing. I will never forget, like, July 4th, going on a walk with you, looking at fireworks, and saying, you know what, I really like it here. We should just, I don't need to find a job first. Let's just commit to coming here. And we did it.
If I don't have a job, I'm going to quit and move into the house. Which is what's so funny, is you almost, when you talked to Isaac that evening or the next morning, I don't remember, you kind of reneged a little bit on it, and kind of were like, yeah. And then you got back to work, and then we had the meeting to talk with the builder and walk through some stuff, talk through some stuff, and then we're like, well, we'll do this. We'll go ahead and commit.
And then that's where it came down to, like, if, like, we found, like an unbelievable floor plan, but we wanted it with a third car garage, and there's only the one lot where we could do it.
Yeah, because we would be moving into that house.
Yeah, but it would have been, so.
Because then we would have just paid to do a door to door move.
It
would have just all been in one, and it would have been easier.
Yeah, but now having, like, getting the finished basement and the big, like, third car garage.
Getting that extra car garage, and I don't disagree with you. I would have liked to not had to wait, but at the same time, so.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff.
Pretty crazy, yeah.
But so many great things happening. Like, I mean, when we were talking about, we weren't going to go until the, you know, new year almost, and then.
Yeah, what I think it, you know, I started finding, I was like, well, there were two jobs. There was one that I really wanted, and one that was like, well, at least it's not here. And thankfully, true, I ended up getting the one that I really wanted with the great people and, like, a job that I'm really excited to start doing.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, and then Isaac, we wanted to stay here so he could do his stuff here, but then he changed his tune to where he wanted to be in Ohio.
And they said they're going to write him into his drill this year. And they're not doing a full-on show. They're actually going to do the same show next year, too. It won't, like, this year won't be the full show. They'll complete it next year. So the parts that they do this year, the people who repeat will be nailing it. So when they compete, it'll be even better. So it's actually not a it's not a bad idea at all.
Yeah. So then this coming summer, he'll get to do the Ohio State band camp that he didn't get to do this summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm chilly now.
You what?
Chilly now.
Yeah, I know you would be.
I know, it's the sweat dry. Anybody who did not come to our open house missed our cinnamon rolls that we had. They were delicious.
Yeah, yeah, that was good.
Mm-hmm. So, well.
It was quite the weekend.
It really was. It was a great weekend. It was very busy. We got a good amount of boxes packed. I have a lot more boxes to pack. We have most of the stuff that we're putting in storage packed up now. Other than the garage, some of the garage stuff. And then a handful of other things, like stuff on the walls. But now it's just finalizing, and we'll be able to get through it. But right now, when I keep going through my list, every once in a while I start getting overwhelmed. And then I start knocking things off the list again, and then I feel better about it. And then I go through the cycle again.
Yeah, and then you're hot, and then you're cold.
Yeah, pretty much. Story of my life.
Yeah, you're doing a good job, though.
So, very excited for it all. But anywho, so that's our update. We are creeping closer. We are packing. If anybody loves to pack and lives here locally, please come see us. I'll put you to work. So right. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to the next phase, and hopefully we can try to get together with just about anybody that would like to see us before we head out permanently.
Yeah, if not, just shoot me a text or call me and I'll be okay with it.
I love you.
I'll be riding my bicycle in Ohio.
Cooler weather. Yeah, we sweated our butts off trying to take apart the trampoline today.
Yeah, we had our probably last bike ride. I never even saw the picture that you took of it.
I know, I forgot about it. I'll try to have to post it.
You're just all over the place.
Dude, I've got a lot going on up here.
I can see it. There's smoke coming out.
Yeah, a lot
there
of
was
things.
Sweat. Now it looks like you're having chills. It's like 3 minutes later.
It's been about 10-ish.
Five, maybe. I'll give you five.
I don't know. I think we're going to have popcorn first. I don't know if I won't feel like going through the effort of like putting it in the microwave.
No.
It might just be chips and salsa.
No, you're going to start your Pampered Chef thing, and it's going to be dealer's choice.
Oh, God help us all.
And if anybody is listening, they can ask, what we had for a snack?
Oh, yeah. That's
I might fill up a charcuterie board. Have we packed all of our charcuterie boards?
There's the one with our name on it.
Yeah.
I just use a plate sometimes.
I think that's my favorite of our charcuterie boards.
You know, that was a gift from Mary. If Mary listens, shout out to Mary.
I know.
You know, I have a plain one of that. But she went and engraved. She bought those. She had the leftover and engraved it. Oh, by the way, did you know that you remember how I purchased that surprise box from conference? It should be coming sometime this week.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. You know, surprise.
You got a new laptop, too.
I know. Well, we're picking that up when we get up to Ohio at Costco. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to give that a try.
Yeah. Productivity is just going to go through the roof.
We're not. Might decrease that.
No. Seems like the kind of laptop I could use is a senior advisory internal business systems analyst.
Perhaps.
In Ohio. Perhaps. I think this job's going to be challenging, and it's going to be doing stuff that I love doing. And it's going to be in the area.
Maybe you'll like a job for once.
Well, no, I've liked jobs. I liked all of my jobs when I was active duty.
Yeah, you didn't hate it, most of them.
I don't think civil service is something that...
No.
Like, I got a lot
more. You're a little
too
much of the futuristic and achiever to kind of stay there. Speaking of strengths-based stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I get it, though. I get it. All right, everyone. I'm signing off for tonight because I know I don't have much time left for mentally being productive, and I gotta go and knock some things off my list.
And you're gonna be warm and sweating again before we know it.
Probably.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Tune in next time.
I know. I can't wait. Hopefully from Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll do one. Temporarily. Maybe do one on the road. Maybe we'll do one from Kentucky or something.
I don't know. All right. Everyone have a great week. We'll see you soon. Bye.